anything worthwhile, you got to go through a struggle.
Don't ever quit. You never give up. You keep right on, and you keep saying, I am, I can, and I will. And if you keep doing that, it will happen to you.
During my recent travels to America, I was fortunate to meet two leading high-impact entrepreneurs. One, 82 years old, well into his legacy years, and the second happens to be leading one of the fastest-growing businesses in America. The following two-part Leading Mind series takes you into the heart of these conversations. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and my goal is to give you insights into the brain so that you can design the leading behavior you desire. And if you're trying to build a personal or organizational brand, you'll leave with further understanding about human behavior that will help you connect to your people and your stakeholders. We're about to wrap up and produce several series in the coming months, so make sure you're subscribed. Subscribing ensures you receive alerts before others to help you keep a competitive advantage. Also, I look forward to your feedback. Email me, podcast@timothymaurice.com. Please share your thoughts and do rate us, because by rating the podcast algorithms platforms promote the show. Basically, if you rate the show, the platform you're rating on promotes us. Shows that are not rated do not get promoted. On this first episode, I bring you a conversation with a childhood hero, Joe Dudley, one of America's most celebrated entrepreneurs, who is revered equally for his inspiring story of beating the odds after being mislabeled mentally retarded, as much as for his beauty products company, Dudley Products Incorporated. Joe Dudley not only overcame being wrongly labeled by his elementary school, he grew up in an American environment and era when the thought of being a successful African-American businessman was not even considered. Due to a range of social injustices that we all know about, where people of color were systemically restricted from funding and so much more. In 1957, Dudley was living in Brooklyn, New York. He invested $10 in a Fuller product sales kit and began selling hair care products door-to-door in African-American neighborhoods. In 1960, he met Eunice Mosley, who was also selling Fuller products door-to-door. They married the following year. A few decades after they married, the business was nearly a $50 million business. I sat down with Mr. Dudley in his palatial home just outside Greensboro, North Carolina. Dudley, who is now 82 years old, still has his signature smile and optimistic look in his eyes. But his age wears visibly in his posture and slower speech. But his conviction and dedication to inspiring future entrepreneurs is as strong as ever. Because there were so few African Americans who owned businesses in the 70s and 80s, Dudley became as popular for his inspiring speeches as being the mastermind behind the celebrated hair products brands. You see, he was on a mission to inspire other people who looked like him. Before I share our conversation, here's a snippet from one of his speeches from nearly 20 years ago.
When I was about 17 years old, a smart boy took my girlfriend away from me. She said to me, Joe, you are not smart. And that means that we won't have smart kids. The day that I lost that girl, I think that's the day that my life started truly changing. I didn't need no more girlfriend. All I wanted to do was put something in my head so nobody could ever take that away from me. Anything worthwhile, you got to go through a struggle. Don't ever quit. You never give up. You keep right on, and you keep saying, I am, I can, and I will. And if you keep doing that, it will happen to you. And that's the key. That's the key. Never quit. Never give up. Never, 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 never.
Moments after I set up my microphone and recording equipment in Mr. Dudley's home, he appears in a wheelchair, wearing a major smile and his trademark power suit, ushered in by his longtime care assistant. We sat down in his kitchen table next to a large raised kitchen island. Behind us were shelves filled with lifetime achievement awards and photos of him and celebrities and politicians, such as the iconic Nelson Mandela lining the walls. He greets, clears his throat, and asks me if he's okay next to the mic. I nodded that he was. His assistant asked him if he would like to take his pill now or after the interview. He opted for now. Once he swallowed, he smiled again and said, I'm ready.
Mr. Joe Dudley, welcome to the Brain and Brand Show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Your name, you're named after a fighter. You've spent your life fighting. Tell us why fighting for our people means so much to you.
Well, it really means a lot. I mean, a lot, because my mother told me, she told me, she said, Joe, I want you to really absolutely go out and raise up people. And that's what I've been fighting for. Mr. Fuller told me I was going to stop selling Fuller product. He said, Dudley, our people need raising up, and I want you to raise up the people. And that's the beginning of my career, because my mom and Mr. Fuller, those are two people that had a big change in my life.
You could have, as a salesperson, as a brilliant mind, you could have sold anything and made a lot of money from it. But what was it about hair care and identity that drew you to this field?
I trained over 30,000 women in the hair care business. So it's been exciting for me for this journey. And I wouldn't take nothing for it. It has made a difference in my life. It made a difference in men and cosmetologists' lives. It was just exciting for me to be able to do what I did.
So it was all about empowering people, empowering other people. Where did that come from? Why was making a difference so important to you?
When I watched people come from nothing, absolutely nothing, and their life have changed tremendous. So I'm just so excited to be able to do this. I don't know what to do sometimes. And I'm telling you, it's just so exciting.
So that's what used to wake you up every morning, is the idea that you can make a difference and take somebody from zero to hero.
Oh, yes. It's just so wonderful. And you just see ordinary people, and I can see them grow. I remember one day I was standing by my window in Brazil, and I looked out at the window, and I said, I got a secret. If you would follow the secret, you will become very wealthy. And I've had a lot of people come back to me and say, Joe Dudley, I didn't believe you when you told me, but I have change their people's life. I know there are millions of people have touched their lives in some form or fashion, and that's so much great joy. Some didn't listen and come back years later and said, look, I wish I had. But those others come back and say, I'm glad I did. This man here has changed my thinking and changed my life.
Can you tell us a little bit about what was part of that secret?
That they had within them, the power was within themselves that they could change.
When you were a young professional, what did you used to tell yourself when things became tough?
I am. I can. And I will be somebody. I am, I can, and I will be somebody.
You wouldn't sell your business. You kept it private. Why was that important to you?
I got frustrated every time a black company get knee-high to a duck. The other company come and buy them out. That is not for sale. Not for sale. We can say that there are some black people that can make it. I wanted to be one of those that made it. In spite of the difficulty we had, I stood there because this was great for my people. He threw out big money. Big money. And I wouldn't say that. He said, everybody got a price. Everybody. I said, let me tell you something. I give you $7 million for your eyes. He said, that's different. I said, Deadly Products is different too. We're going to stay here. And we're going to rock and rock and rock and roll. That money looked real good. But my principal looked better. We promised the hairdresser, if they helped me, I would never, never, never fail. I would not.
So it was your commitment to the people who you started this business for, the hairdressers, the people on the ground, at a grassroots level, that you committed to, that you made sure you would not sell because of them.
Absolutely. That's the truth.
Mr. Dudley, thank you so much for joining us on the Brain and Brand Show.
All right.
It really means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next episode in this two-part Lead in Mind series is with Rob Brayman, CEO of one of the fastest growing businesses in America. And while Dudley and Brayman come from vastly different generations and backgrounds, you'll see a common thread woven into their success principles. Make sure you share this episode with a friend or colleague. Until the next one, thanks for joining us on the Brain and Brand Show.